for those sports ground games. Now they're ripping them down, stamping the ground. Put together's dust in the barn. It only takes one tree to make a thousand matches. Only takes one match to burn.
Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square. Across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris. Da-da-da.
Good morning, everyone. I can't breathe. Oh. I'll be with you in a minute. It'll pass.
What, do you need a sneeze? No.
No, I sneezed already in the car this morning. I had a bit of a sneezing fit.
Yeah.
And then I got in the elevator, if you're American. I got in the lift. And it was Robert the Bruce from next door and Dominic Byrne. And it's a small lift.
Yes.
So I kind of sneak in and go, hey, wait for me. I actually didn't say that, did I?
No, you didn't say that.
I said, wait for the king.
Wait for the king.
That's what
you said.
Yeah. And I'm, so I'm quite close to Dominic, and Dominic goes, oh, I think I've got a bit of a cold.
Mm.
And I went, oh, no, I'm too close to you. Covered my mouth, turned towards face Robert, and Robert goes, yeah, I've got that same cold too. And I'm like, oh, yeah. you mothers.
You.
And Richard Cole's had it yesterday, didn't he, when he came into the studio. It's that summer cold thing.
Defo's got one.
Right.
They are.
No, he's hay fevery.
It's definitely.
Okay. I'm
so my nose has suddenly just got blocked in the last couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I can't breathe through it.
Oh.
It'll pass.
Oh.
You got hay fever?
No. I do get it.
Yeah.
I don't get hay fever, but I have had it the last couple of years.
Fever?
You can hear it.
It's really weird.
In your head.
Hear it in my head.
It's right at the back.
I hear it in my toes. Were you going to say feet then?
I was going to say feet.
Yeah, we're not twins, are we? Oh, yeah, yay. Right, well, good morning, everyone.
Mm.
So much to talk about. Weather's been lovely.
Oh,
I
played golf yesterday for 4 hours in this. It was lovely.
What a waste.
Oh, no, it was great. It was so nice.
And you, with your stupid golf shoes.
Stupid golf shoes, stupid
pickers.
Golf shorts and stupid golf t-shirt.
Oh, you in shorts?
Are you allowed to wear shorts?
Yeah, you can wear golf tailored shorts you got to wear.
Like, tailored shorts?
As in you can't turn
you
up
got
in
short ones.
Skinny little skimpy fellas. They're not that short, actually.
But do you think if you turned up in, like, seriously now, t-shirt, sandals and... like Speedos.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think somebody would come up to you at some point and go, excuse me, sir, you can't?
Yeah, there's course marshals who go around on buggies and stuff just to
check
everyone's sort of, you know, not holding anybody up and stuff. If they saw you in Speedos and flip-flops...
What would they do?
Ejection.
I think they'd shoot you.
Wow.
I don't know what they do. But, I mean, they would certainly advise you to leave the golf course and then go...
Do you think they have, like, a drawer or a box of trousers?
Yeah, some house trousers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's usually a golf shop, isn't there, for emergency purchases?
There's always a golf shop. Yeah.
It costs about 100 quid.
Exactly. Yeah. They'd point you in the direction of the club shop. They said Speedos are a definite no-no.
That's like when I ended up in Dubai without my suitcase and I had to go to the hotel shop to buy two T-shirts and a pair of shorts.
Yeah.
As in swimming shorts, because I had nothing. I had absolutely nothing but the clothes I was wearing.
Yeah.
So I just went, that'll do, that'll do, and these shorts.
Yeah.
Good question, Andy.
$300.
Really? really?
Oh, for goodness sakes.
And then it turned out, I didn't realise. I literally didn't have a clue. Mm. And then one of the T-shirts I grabbed, because I'm just like, I need clothes.
Yeah.
That'll do. It's quite a cool brand.
Right, okay.
That's quite pricey.
Yes. Well, if it's 300 quid for that lot. Mm.
Andy's asked if he can wear your leather trousers.
Sadly not.
Oh, listen
how
to him.
Do you know, though?
Well...
They're not
can
jeans.
You wear leather trousers? Try they're not them. Jeans, you're right.
Who did you play golf with?
Dan and Nick.
Are these your new golf buddies?
Sorry.
Oh, God, listen to him. Well, I'm about to put you in another room.
Do you want a lem sip?
I've had one. So it should kick in about 20 minutes.
Should we put him in another room?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to get it.
No, fair dues.
The basement.
Or do you want to... Move over. Oh, shit.
That's closer to Chris. Should I come sit next to you?
Why am I moving?
No, not
he's
him.
Ill.
I mean, like in the corner, but I think actually that's a little bit nearer over there.
Yeah.
Should I go and tuck into the other studio?
Just don't cough and spit all over me. Shall we what?
Swapped on with John, who's in helping us out for a while. We could get John in here and Dom could sit in.
Why would I want John in there, in here?
Well, because. Then Dom, because John needs somewhere to sit and he sits in the other studio doing bits.
Mm.
We could, like,
yeah,
get you in 3F.
We got like 98 studios in this building.
Mm. It was just a suggestion.
Do you know what? Go and sit in Capital Dance. They don't even start till 9.
Exactly. Yeah, part timers.
I think Charlie rocks up at like 5 to 9. Morning, everyone.
Yeah.
What time's she on? 7? 8?
I don't know.
It's a lovely gig, that, isn't it? Well, how come she's not? It's still weird, isn't it? So, we start at 6:30.
Mm.
Next Door starts at 6:30.
Yeah.
Mm. Gold starts at 7.
Yeah.
Heart starts at what, 6:30?
Yeah.
Capital?
6.
Mm. Does Charlie Powell start at 8 on Capital Dance?
I don't
know. Is it 8 till, I think it's 8 till 11, you know.
What's classic?
Oh,
6 right. Probably, isn't it?
Text down.
Do they even turn up? Yeah, you know. You know. Yeah. What time does he set his alarm for, Pip?
7 Charlie.
6:30. Charlie's 7?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
6:30 for classic.
6:30.
Pippa's wearing a new jumper, by the way. 2 days in a row she's been wearing a new jumper. It's like a short sleeve light jumper.
Yeah.
But if you can see on the cameras, if you want to watch live on Global Player, you can see, you can spot her in the studio so easily.
Yeah.
Do you know, every time I wear something, even slightly.
There she is.
I pack something else in case I went out halfway through the day. Yeah, so I've got another T-shirt in my bag.
Oh, it's nice. I like that T-shirt.
Right, someone who's already said, is that
vivid.
Big Bird?
Hey, come on now.
Well.
Because it's yellow.
And you're tall, and you are, as some men would call, a bird.
Yeah.
Big Bird.
Yeah. Pippa did this amazing thing. I'm so proud of her. I really am. I don't want this to sound patronising, but I'm very proud of her. First of all, she went shopping for clothes.
Yes, which doesn't happen very often.
She hates shopping for clothes. She says she's no good at it. I made a joke once going, do you want me to go shopping for you? And she actually went, oh, yes, are you serious? Yes, please.
Just please pick out stuff, please.
So Pippa's terrible at shopping.
Yeah, I hate it.
But she went shopping. She was away for the weekend and she went shopping because she needed some stuff. So she went into a shop. She saw this little jumper thing.
Yeah.
And she went, I like that. So she bought it in 2 colours. Love that.
Sensible shopping.
Love that.
Andy says you look like a daffodil.
Thank you, Andy.
It's very summery. It's perfect for this weather.
Very summery.
It's better than Big Bird.
You look like Big Bird holding a daffodil.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yes.
But I like minimum options. So the fact that there was only a Zara and I had to buy a top, then I'm forced to buy something.
Zara as well. You can tell she's got mobs. Oh, she's clearly got a bit of promotion on the finances from that heart gig.
That's the heart money kicking.
Yeah, isn't it just?
I'll tell you what.
She'd have never been at Zara before on the X money.
Gosh, no.
I found a new box. Instead of Stitch Fix, I found a new one.
Oh, have you?
Oh, hello.
Oh.
This is good. So this is because Pippa can't shop. She signed up to like an online service where you say what you like and then they just send you whatever they want to send you. And then you either keep it or send it back.
Yeah.
And you and Gav were using it, weren't you? Because that's clearly women's clothes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then is it not exist anymore?
No, it kind of got taken over by another company who we didn't, me and Gav decided to not carry on with.
Right, okay.
And then So I was looking for another one, and I asked chat, obviously, because I asked chat everything, ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And they said, have you thought of Lookero? And Lookero is...
Lookero!
It sounds a bit Yorkshire.
Lookero. Yeah, so I do that, and they
dress you like people from Pontefract.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing that?
I've had two boxes now, once every 2 months.
Mm.
Yeah, and I'm getting another one.
And what would be in the box? Talk me through it.
Well, I like to not look, because if they give you a preview, and then I'm like, but then I'll keep it safe and I'll go for like something stripy, like a stripy T-shirt, and like something plain. But then...
So you're out of your comfort zone a bit?
A little bit. Right. But it does run the risk of you then sending it all back again.
Right.
But yeah, so you get like a little jacket, you'll get a T-shirt, like I got that Levi's T-shirt, that black one I wore the other day.
Right, nice.
They'll always send a pair of trousers which never fit. I always say I'm 34-inch leg and they ignore it and send a shorter pair anyway.
You're a 34-inch leg. Jesus.
If they're meant to be down to your...
All right, what are you, James? Yeah.
I am.
Do you even know?
32.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
No, I'm not.
I'm 34.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not.
Are you 30?
No.
So that's it. What was 30?
I'm not 30.
Are you 29?
Yeah.
That's all right.
29 inches.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm so short.
But do you wear them like off the hips or do you have them pulled up?
Oh, it's just under the flab.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
It sits nicely under there, doesn't it? That's where I wear them.
Yeah.
That's it with all the 29-inch leg, though.
29-inch leg, I am. So you imagine when I... So I've got a pair of trousers that were made for me back in the day that were a 29-inch leg and a 40 waist.
Right. Yeah.
Hello, ladies.
Yeah.
Bring them in.
You're like...
So bring you're 32, in. James?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not.
28, 32.
You've got long legs,
yeah,
then, haven't you?
Long legs.
Gosh. I still don't know what waist size I am in jeans because I literally... Especially since I lost weight.
Yeah.
And then jean sizes in men's clothes were always fine. Small, medium, large, extra large, you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
36-inch waist, 32-inch waist, you know what you're getting. Mm. Size 8, size 9 shoes, trainers, lovely, easy. And the women's, they're all over the place, but that's their problem, not ours.
Exactly. Mm. No one understands.
And then somebody started to change all the men's sizes. I've got jeans in 29, 30... 31, 32, yeah. 33, 34. They're all different makes.
Yeah.
Really?
All over the place.
Why is that?
No idea. And Tiff went to buy me a pair of jeans once, so she went into my wardrobe and she's found a pair of jeans, but from a different company. So she went and ordered me like a 29-inch waist jeans. I'm like, trying to get the two ends to meet was like a workout. Oh, no, it's not happening. It's not happening.
Because you don't want them to be tight around the waist because that's not complimentary if you get a tight
waist.
It's
really not.
Nothing's complimentary.
But after dinner.
No, things pop out the top, don't they? Little muffin tops.
Do they?
Ooh. Yeah, you don't want that.
We don't want muffin tops.
Don't want a muffin top.
No.
Little muffin top. Hey, guess what? Guess what's happening to me today?
What?
I'm going back to the BBC.
Whoa!
What?
Going back to the BBC.
The old stomping ground.
Yeah.
Have you got your old pass? I've kept mine.
Have you?
Probably somewhere.
I think I was meant to hand it in, but I didn't.
I wonder if it works.
I've got an old pass from when I joined.
Have you?
In 19, frozen to death.
Mm.
10 years ago.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely.
What part of the beaming are you going to?
Broadcasting House.
The OG,
Broadcasting House.
Old or new?
The thing about, if you've never watched the BBC, which is, I imagine most of you listening and watching, there was a time frame. The BBC's always been like this, but there was a time frame when it got obsessed, and it gets obsessed with initials.
Yes.
Good God, the BBC loved initials.
Yeah.
So, Television Centre... where, like, going live and Live and Kicking had come from and Children Need. That was TVC.
TVC.
Mm.
Broadcasting House, where the radios was, that would be BH.
Yeah.
Bank Holiday.
You would have a studio manager. That'd be an SM.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, they love it.
Oh, they loved a BDM, didn't they?
They loved
broadcast,
a BDM.
Broadcast duty manager?
Yeah.
I was an SBJ for years.
Were you?
Yeah.
Senior...
That's right.
Yeah.
Broadcast journalist.
Right, you ever not seen you at any point?
No, I was always an SBJ.
Are you always?
Were there no BJs?
You could be a BJ.
But were the BJs?
They were BJs,
yeah. Did you skip the BJ?
Yeah, I went straight in, because I've worked in radio before, so I went straight in as an SBJ.
Ah.
But had you been an unnamed BJ before? Because you must have done the job to them get senior at it.
Well, I'd worked as a BJ around the country.
Oh, so you got your BJ experience.
Yeah. Mm. And then
so you were good at it.
I went straight in as SBJ.
So you were good at it.
Yeah.
And when you got to the BBC, the BBC guys went, this guy knows how to broadcast journalists.
Mm. Of all the BJs, you could argue I was one of the better ones.
Nice.
Do you miss it?
Do I miss? Not at all. Not at all.
Are you not technically that now?
I don't know what I am.
What's
really.
What's your official title?
I don't know. I don't know if I have one.
Should we make one?
What's it say on your contract? Do you have a contract here?
Yeah. I hope so. I do have a contract.
Up.
Yeah, I guess it says Dominic Byrne. I don't know, though.
Senior newsreader? Or?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
You must be senior broadcast journalist.
Yeah, the BJ will be in there somewhere.
What did he say?
It's good.
The broadcast journalist... Hey, Tom.
Tom Hardy. We watched that film last night, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ultraviolent.
Good Lord. So, you know, I said, Tiff doesn't mind. Like, she loves the Taken films and she likes the Jason Statham movie, you know, because she's out of her mind.
Yes.
Hello, Jason, if you're listening.
Yeah, morning, Jason.
Yeah, I'm Chris.
What? Yeah, I have a strepsil. Clear that up.
Yeah.
I said, so do you want to watch this thing? Apparently Dominic says it's quite violent, though. And Tiff's words from the other room were, quite like a bit of violence.
Great. There you go, Tiff. Get your popcorn. Right.
Anyway, she fell asleep.
Oh, really?
That's no indication of the movie, by the way. We could have been watching anything. Sound of Music, Grease, whatever. Tricky. Titanic, she fell asleep.
Tricky film to fall asleep, too.
Oh, it's loud as well.
Yeah, really loud.
Anyway, so I'm back to the BBC tonight.
Yes.
Interview. Oh, tonight?
Yeah.
What's tonight?
They've called me in and said, look, Chris, we need your advice.
Yeah.
You know, can you help us?
Yeah.
Can you fix this?
It's like a consultancy role.
And I said, you can't fix
you can't.
It.
No.
There's nothing you can do. Sorry, Greg. It can't be fixed.
Turn off these transmitters.
My consultancy's advice is turn it off. Yeah.
No, Dominic and I have been doing shows on Radio 1 since we left, but we're just doing the different voices and names.
That's it.
Which ones?
We're not allowed to say.
I play the role of a 19-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Pretty well, actually.
And I'm from the regions.
Yeah.
How's it?
Howdy, howdy. How you doing? Yeah.
What your figures like?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good, actually. Yeah. How many have we got?
You're 28, 32.
That's it.
So no, they're doing a thing for Steve Wright, like a tribute evening thing for Steve. I've no idea what it is. The invitation is so vague.
Right.
And so I know a few people going, so we're going to that.
Will you be required to speak at this event?
They've not asked me to.
Okay.
Oh, I'm amazed I've even been invited.
Why?
You were good friends with Steve.
Oh no, it's not that. It's more the BBC 11.
Oh, no. It's all about Steve, isn't
me.
It?
They hate me in the BBC. They really do. They either hate me or I never existed.
I think it's just a very fickle industry because I just think that once you've left, you know, you just, people move on.
Who's they? Do you mean the big BBC bosses?
I don't know. Well, no, there's certain names in there I do know, but like, you know, for purposes of the entertainment of this link, I don't know.
You don't know.
Because I think a lot of them moved on to like another station within Mimi.
Yeah, like obviously me and Al spiel, Alan still speak and he's unbelievably a manager now.
Yeah, a controller.
Loads of people who worked on our show are now like running massive departments at the BBC.
I know.
Loads of people who worked for the old show.
Freya runs America, pretty much.
Freya runs America.
Sam
runs the station.
Yeah.
Allard runs the station.
Yeah.
What's his name? Father Christmas. What's his name?
Matt Fincham.
Matt Fincham runs BBC Africa.
I think so.
Does he?
Yeah. He's doing very well.
Dave is hosts Dragon's Den.
Yeah.
What's Jocelyn doing?
Well, she went to jail.
She
did. Yeah.
She worked with prison.
And then she got out.
Yeah.
She went to jail.
She did?
She did.
She went to jail for about 3 years.
Did she?
Yeah.
She went to work for prison radio.
She did.
Chose to go to jail.
And turned it around, by all accounts.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, she's brilliant, Jocelyn.
Good one.
Yeah.
Apparently, Prison Radio is brilliant. I was going to say it's a riot, but that would be the wrong...
No, not good, no.
You know, mind you, you've got to be good on Prison Radio. You've got a captive audience, haven't you?
Absolutely.
I'm with you till three, yeah. And you're with us for the next 9 years.
Exactly.
So they can't have Ray Giles then, officially, can they?
No, it's just 100% listenership.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you can tune into Prison Radio from outside prison.
I don't know. I wonder what music they play. Do they have to keep it down a little?
Jailhouse Rock?
Yeah, exactly. Just a bit kind of, you know.
Jailbird?
Not too edgy.
Freedom?
Jailbird.
George Michael?
Wouldn't it? Once a day they have to play
it. Here's a brand new one from Stereophonics. It's called You're Not Going Anywhere.
Do you think we're running?
Yeah, we are.
We're running some prisons?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, we did this we before, had didn't we? We had texts from loads of inmates.
Yeah, yeah.
Text? Yeah.
Yes.
From yeah, we did, yeah. We said, if you're listening in jail, give us a text. I think joking.
Watch this bit. If you are listening in prison right now, 83936, come and say hi.
Yeah.
As long as your crime was
send us
low
a
level.
Picture. We won't dob you in, don't
no,
we?
No, we won't. Low-level crime.
I ain't no grass.
Well, yeah. You allowed phones in prison?
Maybe not, Pippa. We didn't ask that question.
Yeah.
Okay.
There might be phone time, perhaps, or something like that.
Been sneaked in a cake.
I've seen videos of prison. All sorts of stuff happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Sometimes more than in, you know, the outside world.
I've seen the movies, and the prison looks scary. But on some of the videos I've seen, looks all right.
Yeah.
Looks all right.
Exactly.
Some of them are having a cracking time.
Well, Johnny Cash famously did gigs in prisons, didn't he? Perhaps we should go and record a podcast in a prison.
He wasn't an inmate, was he?
No, he wasn't. No.
He just went to stay in the
associated
the
with the prisoners and their struggle and stuff. Yeah.
Well, my ex was in and out a little bit, and like he knew people in there. He had a friendship group there.
Well, that was his address for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah, HMP wherever he was.
It's probably not a great message to be sending out, like because you know prison's like really bad, so you don't want to go. But
I've done a bit of bird. I've done a bit of time.
You've done a bit of bird, have you?
Yeah. Done a bit of time, innit?
You don't like talking about this, but...
All over the world, innit?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ain't a prison in the land that I ain't been in.
Yeah. What were you in for?
Oh, what wasn't I in for, Tom?
Yeah, that's
what
it.
What wasn't I in for? Yeah, just, you know, being a wrong'un.
Just a wrong'un.
That was good, though. Oh, yeah.
One of the best.
And no one messed with me.
Nah.
They were like, oh, my God, here he comes. You know, and I had different nicknames depending on which continent I was on and everything.
What nicknames do you have?
Well, yeah. That's the that's Miles the man.
Really?
Miles the man.
Miles the man, that's quite generic, isn't it?
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's like, oh god, here he comes, boo to a goose.
Yeah,
boo to a goose. Because I used to go boo like that and people would be so scared they'd just give me their money.
That's the boo to a goose guy. Yeah. Steer clear of him.
Caligas Terry.
Yeah.
That was another one. I was called that in Wakefield.
Caligas Terry.
Yeah, which is weird. I'm not even called Terry.
Yeah, no, exactly.
George Clooney. That was another one. Are you reading the text?
Well, we've got someone from a police car. So it's not quite the same. They've put it's not quite the same, but we always have you on. So
Lincoln Jail.
You still haven't... Don't read out what jail they're in, you absolute grass. What are you doing?
What?
Why would you say that?
What?
Oh, you idiot.
I just made it up.
Alarm going on. Cell search. Like that. Oh, thanks, James, you
idiot. Who just texted Chris Moyle Show?
I'll be coming to see you when I got out of here. Don't worry, though. I'll be 95.
Yeah.
Because I was a wrong'un.
Maybe you allowed them in certain ones, though.
Maybe you are, but I'm not going to take the risk, and you did. Well done. James Robinson is his name.
No, didn't.
That's James said Robinson.
They're in prison for pulling a Mooney in Durham. I don't believe that's true. P.S. Send a cake with a hacksaw in. I think you're being silly.
I love the fact that there are police listening to us right now.
Oh, it's James's, still James's dream, isn't it, to go back in the back of a police car?
Turned it down once, regret it.
Yeah, we had an offer. Didn't we have an offer for someone to come and throw you in the back and...
Arrest you, basically.
Yeah, no, it's when I found someone nicking a handbag and they said, do you want to jump in and we'll go and find them? And I was like, I was late for work because I was running after them. Mm. So I was like, no, I've got to go to work.
But did you get a crime action whatever award for that?
No.
Didn't you? You should have.
I got a Norfolk Bravery Award.
You
didn't
did
I?
Get a Norfolk Bravery Award, didn't you?
Yeah.
In Hunstanton.
Yeah.
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 Is there a
I was
plaque?
Brave.
There's still a plaque in
it's
the
a statue.
A statue. Yeah. What did you do again?
You ran off.
Did you jump out of a window and tackle someone?
We jumped out. I didn't jump out of the window. I went through the front door of the hotel.
Right. Okay.
That's a very different kind of.
Do you know? I look back and it's such a weird thing. So we're doing the road show back in the day, and it's the night before the road show.
Yeah.
And we're in the bar, we're having a few drinks, and it's hot in the bar. Mm. So they've got all the windows open. And it's late. Let's say it's about 11:30.
Yeah.
And this kid comes to this open window and goes, "Oh my God, can you help me? My friend's getting beaten up."
Right.
And the couple of people I was with, the first one, we all jumped up immediately, and the first one nearest the window dived out the window.
Oh, wow.
And then the second person went to climb through the window a bit more awkwardly. And I remember standing there, and like a weird, bad sitcom, I went, "Why are you all going through the window?" Yeah. And so I walked through the door.
Yes, sensible.
And then we legged it across this field where these kids were picking on and about to beat up this other kid. And we're like, "Hey, get out of it." I went full Leeds.
Yeah.
"Get out of here, you lads. Oi, I'll tell your mum."
That's good.
And all that.
That's really good.
And they legged it. "Oh, no. Some scary people."
Yeah, a Yorkshire man.
And "Look at them. They've only got two thumbs. They're out of towners. They're out of towners. Run." Anyway, so as I was running towards to help across this flat grass,
yeah,
what I didn't realise was that in the middle of the grass was a path. But the path was 4 foot lower than the grass.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah.
So if you walk down the path kind of, the grass came to like shoulder height.
Yeah.
It's a really weird thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went down there.
Right.
Because I didn't know that I couldn't see it.
Ah.
And I ended up with a bruise.
Yeah.
From my hip, literally to above the knee.
Really?
It was that big.
Ow.
It was huge. Ouch. But I got a Norfolk Bravery Award.
That's really good.
What is that?
And they kept the bar open back at the hotel.
Even better.
Is that a certificate you get?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I've got a Norfolk Bravery Award, a Guinness Book of Records certificate.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And my swimming.
That's it?
The swimming?
Yeah, yeah. Picked up a fake brick from the bottom of the swimming pool in my pyjamas.
Yeah.
That reminds me.
Oh, yeah, that reminds us.
I do that.
James can't swim.
Oh, yeah, James can't swim.
He can't swim.
Sink.
God, we've covered a lot of ground this morning. We've covered more material in that than the old place will do for the rest of the week.
Absolutely.
Morning, Greg. I love the fact you're still listening. Right, it's 6:56. Thank you for watching. We're switching the cameras off, but we'll keep going on the radio. And Dominic's got your news next.
Chris Moyles Show.
Bye.
The
Chris Moyles Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
We asked Johnny Vaughan and Sunter Templeton if they'd like to jet off from London Gatwick on a European fly drive adventure with British Airways Holidays. And unsurprisingly, they said yes.
Let's go. Are you ready?
We're going on a day trip to Aveiro, which is just a 50-minute drive out of Porto, and we're going to explore it via its stunning canals. Let's go.
We don't know which way it is.
We don't.
And now you can win your very own fly drive holiday to Porto with Spending Money, thanks to British Airways Holidays and their exclusive car hire partner, Avis. To enter and watch the best bits from Johnny and Sunter, go to radiox.co.uk.
Oh, that's Jamal from number 5, master of bin day in the car park. Our group chat would be lost without him. Oh, more Foxfight videos. It's sweet. And constant. I mean, what kind of a phone contract is he on?
Well, here at Tesco Mobile, we've frozen the price of his contract with club card prices, so he doesn't have to worry about his price going up. Shall I sign you up too?
Go on then.
It pays to be connected. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Terms apply. See tescomobile.com/frozen prices.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our May draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight tonight. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Daniel liked how easy it was to transfer his old pensions to PensionBee.
I've had quite an eclectic career, and with that I'd amassed pensions from a couple of different providers. I signed up using the app. It was really straightforward. I was able to give them a couple of key facts about each of my pensions, and then PensionBee did the rest of the work for me.
At PensionBee, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionbee.com and be pension confident when investing your capital is at risk.
Julie could pie exchange her car. or check out We Buy Any Car. She could be unsure if she got a good deal part exchanging. Or have cash in the bank with more bargaining power to get a bigger car for her five-a-side team. Totally played. Or total player. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Radio X. News update next.
When you switch to Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband, you do nothing. Literally nothing. We'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth broadband and smooth switching. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Visit virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fibre areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, everyone. Wednesday, April 30th, 2025. Thanks for listening to The Chris Moyles Show. I am Chris Moyles. We may have a guest on today. We may not. I'll tell you that long story after the news with Dominic Byrne. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, Donald Trump has warned nothing will stop him at a campaign-style rally to celebrate 100 days in the White House. The US president also told crowds in Michigan that polls about his unpopularity are fake. And he repeatedly mocked Joe Biden.
He had one ability I didn't have. He goes to the beach, right? And he could fall asleep drooling out of the side of his mouth, carrying the aluminum chair, you know, the kind that's meant for old people and children to carry.
In other news this morning, it's claimed the UK is not prepared for the future impacts of global warming and extreme weather. A report by the Climate Change Committee is warning of a significant increase in heat-related deaths in the future. We've been told Brexit red tape is causing British farmers to throw away tons of fruit bound for Europe.
We walked away from 300 tons of strawberries, just didn't bother picking them. There was a market, and that would have taken it, but we couldn't get to it in time.
Tim Chambers runs the UK's largest berry farm in Kent. He's told us exporting produce to the EU has become impossible. The government says it's trying to negotiate with the bloc to make things easier. And a group of MPs say businesses may need to be forced to accept coins and banknotes in future. The Treasury Select Committee is worried about the UK sleepwalking into a cashless society.
That fellow threw away loads of what?
He threw away loads of fruit. He runs a berry farm. He had to chuck a load of berries out.
Can you play it again for me, please?
Yeah, this is Tim Chambers.
Right. He walked away from 300 tons of strawberries, just didn't bother picking
strawberries.
Them.
Strawberries.
There was a market,
strawberries. Now,
that
now,
would have
now,
taken...
now, stop. He says, like, now, I know farmers work hard.
Yes, they're very much so.
But he basically said he couldn't be asked to pick them.
Right.
That's what he said. Play that clip.
We walked away from 300...
Oh, sorry, here we go.
Yep.
We walked away from 300 tons of strawberries, just didn't bother picking them.
Just didn't bother picking them.
That's lazy.
Mm.
Look, I know it's a hard job being a farmer.
It's backbreaking.
But, you know, don't become a fireman if you don't like water.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
A very good point.
Saw loads of strawberries, couldn't be arsed.
Yeah.
Went back to bed.
Yeah, Tim.
Joking.
Sport.
Only joking. Hello, all farmers.
Yeah.
Arsenal's hopes of winning the Champions...
Not the ones that shout at you when you walk across their field and they shout, "Get off my land."
Oh, yes, they do.
Not them.
They have to do.
Don't like them.
Arsenal's hopes of winning the Champions League for the first time were dealt a bit of a blow last night. They suffered a 1-0 defeat to PSG at the Emirates. Dembele scored the only goal of the game for the French side. Despite that loss, Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta is confident his team can turn it around.
Well, we are half time, and my message being exactly the same is we have to go to Paris and win the game, and we are more than capable of doing it because I saw two very good teams where the margins are so small and they had efficiency in front of the goal, and their keeper as well made a difference to see the result that we've seen tonight.
They're fishing what in front of the goal?
They did, yeah. They've just a lot of fishing.
Well, we are half time, and my message being exactly the same is we have to go to Paris and win the game, and we are more than capable of doing it because I saw two very good teams where the margins are so small and they had efficiency in front of the goal.
Yeah. Efficiency. Sorry, I misunderstood you for comic effect.
Manchester United midfielder Kobbie Mainoo says winning the Europa League would not paper over the cracks of what's been a bad season for them. It's their only route into next season's. Hey, Tom. It's their only route into next season's Champions League in what's been the club's worst ever Premier League campaign.
Oh, Tom. Tom Hardy's laughing at Man United.
Oh, come on, Tom. United face Atletico Bilbao in their semi-final tomorrow.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
I imagine he's not a United fan. Another warm, sunny day for much of the UK. A few showers in Northern Ireland. But temperatures, let's say it, could hit 27 degrees today.
From Global's what's newsroom wrong with
Radio
you?
X, I'm Dominic Byrne. What?
Today's temperature, the high on my phone.
Go on.
25 degrees.
Yeah.
And you say it could hit...
Well, actually, the script I've been given says 26 degrees, but I always go slightly above because there's always somewhere that'll hit 27.
Heathrow. Yeah.
Usually Heathrow.
Yeah, like a foundry.
Yeah, Heathrow or Cambridge actually always...
An oil rig.
Listen, remember where you were when you heard this. It'll be 27 degrees today, and Wednesday.
You remember where you were when you heard this.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Oh.
Oh.
I was watching back the a couple of things actually. I watched back some of Richard Cole's from the show yesterday.
He was great. I was really taken with him, weren't you?
Yes.
Mm.
We got amazing feedback from the chat with Richard Cole's yesterday.
Really did.
But I did watch back the bit where he was playing the piano very, very fast, and it's rubbish.
I think he said, didn't he? Ah, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, and I think I followed up with, you're absolutely right, you can't play that anymore.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a lovely chat. I got a lot of comments on it. After my mad friend, Kate. Morning, Kate.
Morning, Kate.
And to be fair, I only call her mad because she's insane.
Right. That's it. That's the only justification.
Yeah. You know her, don't you, Pippa?
Yeah.
I would win in court if that went, you know.
I mean.
It would stand.
I think excitable could also work.
Yeah. Come on, she's crackerjack, Pippa.
She is. She's proper.
Whoop, whoop.
It's the sound of the police.
She's great, though.
She'll be listening, won't she?
She'll be listening, yeah. She'll have been watching. Anyway, so she sent Tiff a message yesterday going, oh, my God, Richard Coles was so great with Chris Miles. We should go for dinner with him.
Ah, okay.
So Pippa says, can you... Tiff goes, apparently we're going to go for dinner with Richard... Who? Richard Coles? And I went, yeah, I mean, I've met him the once.
That's it. Didn't swap numbers,
didn't swap numbers,
think.
But sure, I'll make that happen.
Yeah.
And then Dominic's interview with Tom Hardy's got a lot of traction in the press.
A lot.
Brilliant.
Awkward interview. But it's chaotic interview.
It's such a great video to watch because here's a little thing which is clearly obvious, but I'm pointing out to you.
Mm.
When you listen to stuff on the radio, you don't know. All you can do is hear my voice in the pauses. You don't know what my face is doing. You don't know if I'm waving at James Scrubby's attention while I'm talking to you. You don't know if I'm stood up. You don't know if I'm sat down. And I've had this a lot through my career. When we interview somebody and they go, God, that interview with so-and-so this morning was... they didn't enjoy that, did they? And I'm like, yeah, they loved it. They were smiling all the way through.
Yeah.
But you didn't see it, you just heard their voice. And on the Tom Hardy interview, when Tom's having a go at Dom, when you hear it, you're like, well, I'm not sure about this. When you see it... Tom Hardy's having a great time.
He's having a right grin up, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is the headlines are hilarious.
Oh, but you know what it is? It's because they're so lazy. Somebody in the Press Association writes the story and then everybody else just copies it verbatim and it gets worse and worse.
It was everywhere yesterday. It was in the Telegraph, the Mirror, Independent. There's loads of them.
The Mirror's headlines.
So let me play you a clip for those of you who didn't hear it. This is Dominic and Tom Hardy the other day.
So on the show this morning, Radio X, I imagine you're a huge fan anyway, Chris Moyle show.
Massive.
Yeah, yeah. Lovely. What's your best bit of the show? Just all of it.
Chris Miles.
Yeah, always. People were saying they spotted you in Barry Island.
And yourself.
Thank you very much, Tom. Thank you.
Are you Chris Moyle's?
I'm not Chris Moyle's.
Don't lie.
No, I'm not, sadly.
No, you're not.
So they're playing. They're clearly playing.
Yeah.
They're clearly having a laugh. And then he mentions about Barry Island and whatever it is that you said here.
You were on the ghost train, is that true?
I don't know.
Okay, because I've been on the ghost train. It's one of the scariest. Hang on a minute.
It's brought it back to me. It goes around in a loop.
And it comes back out on the left. And it comes back out, yeah.
Yes. And the guy, I have been on that.
The guy running the ride is actually scarier than the ride itself.
I wouldn't say that.
Right.
You can't say that.
No, it might
be. Because you might be listening.
That's just a terrible thing to say about Barrier Island, isn't it?
When you think about it, I feel like I should defend him immediately.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah. That is.
I had a great time at Barrier Island.
It's lovely, isn't it?
My family. And there's also two penny machines, you know, the slidey machines.
Yeah, they're good.
They are incredible.
They're very addictive.
They're not healthy.
No.
Okay. So, in moderation.
Yeah, that's it.
But they are good fun.
Have you weaned yourself off the two penny machine?
I don't talk about that.
No, it's fine. I don't want to
That's
pry.
None of your business. Are
you? So you get the gist.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy's having a lot of fun.
It's none of your business.
He's on interview number 17 of the day. He's sick of talking about the movie. Here comes Dominic Byrne going, apparently you're on the ghost train at Barry Island. And he's like, oh, this is fun. I like this.
Yeah.
However, you read the headlines. Tom Hardy's toe-curling interview as he blasts presenter's terrible comment.
It's a hell of a clickbait.
Tom Hardy was left fuming during a recent radio interview after a presenter made a very snaky remark towards a place which holds a special place in the Venom star's heart. Written by Daniel Bird in The Mirror, assistant celebrity and entertainment editor. Jesus Christ, Daniel. Do you spell check much? Let me read that again, James. Show that to me again.
Thank you for the press.
Tom Hardy was left fuming during a recent radio interview after a presenter made a very snaky remark towards a place which holds a special place in the Venom star's heart. Jesus.
I'm always mad in snaky remarks.
Snaky. You just said he looked a bit scary.
No alliteration in there. Nothing. Jeepers. Anyway, so that was that. And then you made the Barry and District news.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Tom Hardy defends Barry Island's ghost train ride. In an interview today with Radio X's Dominic Byrne on the Chris Moore Show, the Hollywood A-lister said, I had a great time on Barry Island. After presenter Dominic Byrne jokingly claimed the guy running the ride is actually scarier than the ride itself.
Yeah. He was, though.
What is this?
That's the Herald Wales.
Tom Hardy defends Barry Island in playful on-air clash with Radio X DJ.
See, that's it.
So they get it. The Wales get it.
Wales get it.
It's just everybody else is like, scumbag disc jockey.
Hello says Tom Hardy shuts down presenter in very chaotic interview saying that's wrong.
Very chaotic interview saying that's wrong.
Very chaotic.
I like that a lot.
And by the way, have you noticed what loads of them have done as well? Because they've copied it, they've copied from other people's stories. Yep. So underneath that, it says, the Mobland star's chaotic interview quickly took an unexpected turn.
Yeah.
If you watched the video to Tom Hardy's interview, he is in front of a word that says havoc.
Yeah.
And Dominic is in front of a word that says havoc because he's promoting the film Havoc.
Yes.
Yet the papers go with the Mobland star.
Such a lovely laugh, isn't it?
Tom fiercely defends Barry Island.
I thought it was anything but chaotic. I thought it was very quick to and fro.
Tom refuses to answer cheeky question.
Cheeky shuts down presenters.
Well, I think Tom had a great time. I think you really enjoyed it. And I can't wait for you to interview him again. So when you walk into the room, he deadpan goes, not you again.
Absolutely.
Tom Hardy was left fuming during a recent radio interview after presenter Mad a very snaky remark towards a place which holds a special place in the Venom star's heart. Daniel Bird, well done. That is great journalism.
Radio X.
What a headline.
Coming up, more radio content that is so surprisingly good that we don't even know what to expect.
We don't know what to expect.
She holds the crown for the Canadian Queen of Comedy, yeah. I think. Catherine Ryan is on the show after 8.
But is she, though?
We'll spin the Radio X record of the week from Somber again. It's called Undressed, which could be why Dom likes it so much.
No.
Okay, how about I stop talking and we start playing tunes? Yeah, good plan.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
So, Catherine Ryan Ryan was meant to be on the show today, and then yesterday Catherine Ryan had a problem and couldn't be on the show, and so Catherine Ryan wasn't going to be on the show. And then I come into work this morning to get told that Catherine Ryan's on the show today. So maybe, I don't know, Catherine Ryan might be on the show today.
We've come a long, long way together.
Shabba.
Through the hard times and the good, I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to pray. You know, I think I'm going to do two songs. I should have done two back to back, but clearly I didn't have it queued up in time, so it's not a two songs back to back thing. What?
It's still kind of
sort of, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah.
In my world, it does.
Yeah.
In my world, it sparks a load of text messages going, "Is Chris all right? He's just played two songs in a row.
Yeah. Is everything all right?
I've just switched on. Is Chris not on today? I've just had two songs in a row. Isn't that right, Tom Hardy? There he is. He loves you, Dom.
He does, and I love him.
Despite what the newspapers say.
Yeah.
Even though you matter, snaky remark.
I do.
Right, liberties.
Don't look back into the sun. Now you know that the time has come. And they said it would never come for you. Oh, my friends, you haven't changed. You look here off a living strange. And I know you got a taste for it too. They'll never forgive you, but they won't let you go. Oh, no. She'll never forgive you, but she won't let you go. Oh, no. Don't look back.
sun, you cast your pearls, but you're on the run. And all the lies you said, who did you say? And then they played that song at the death disco. It started fast, but it ends so slow. And all the time just reminded me of you.
Scenes at Radio X, don't look back into the sun. Thanks for listening. Good morning. Nice of you. Hope you're doing all right. Now, we're just talking about Dominic's interview with Tom Hardy. It's made a load of press with like some of the headlines ranging from Tom Hardy defends Barry Island to Tom Hardy gives Vulcan death grip to stupid disc jockey Dominic Bronze.
They should have got the word havoc in there, shouldn't they? Because that's the name of the film. I know. That's a gift, isn't it?
Causing havoc.
Causes havoc. Instead, they mentioned Mobland, which is a totally different thing, a totally different platform that it wasn't even promoting during the interview. But, you know, never let the truth get in the way.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Thanks, Tom.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Oh, that's Steve. His four-year-old just tried to hug a crab. And Amir, with a video of his daughter using ice cream as sunscreen. Oh, and Sarah's little one built a sandcastle in her bed. Family holidays, eh? Surely sending all this is costing them a fortune.
It's not, actually. At Tesco Mobile, you'll get no EU roaming fees for the duration of your contract with Clubcard Prices.
It pays to be connected. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Terms apply. See tescomobile.com/homefromhome.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My claim group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My claim group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only $4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
All right, listen up, you beautiful people. It's Danny Dyer here.
And Danny Dyer.
Our podcast, Live and Let Dyers, is absolutely rammed with top features.
We've got the Tumble Dyer, Conspiracy Corner.
And you might catch us reading the latest thrilling installment of my own fan fiction. Listen on Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC. Until 5th of October, subject to availability. Participate in restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
It's true. It's all true.
What's true? Why are you so out of breath?
The mini sale event. Offers on all available models.
I can't believe it.
Even John Cooper Works.
Wait.
And there's going to be finance contributions on top of existing offers.
Are you serious?
The mini sale event. Breathtaking offers 8th to the 12th of May. Applicable to new mini vehicles available in stock. Ordered 8th to 12th of May and registered by 30th of June 2025. Visit mini.co.uk/sale event.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our May draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight tonight. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Miles E.
On today's 4 till 7 thing, award season is upon us.
Still?
Yep. Here at the 4 till 7 thing, we're at the vanguard of the back-slabbing gong slingers with another nomination for the Lazy Susans. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
This is it.
Level 23.
Final round.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Almost.
Help.
Guys.
I need more power.
Boost your broadband to turbocharge your gaming and reduce lag with EE Wi-Fi Enhancer. This is broadband made for gaming. Search EE Broadband.
Wi-Fi Enhancer available with Smart Hub Pro and Smart Hub Plus. Terms apply.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Man, oh man, I'm having a great time. I hope you are too.
Radio X.
Tom Hardy gets stupid presenter in headlock and rubs mud into his face.
Yeah, absolutely. That's pretty much where they're going with it.
After he mad a snaky remark.
Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed that interview.
With Tom Hardy?
Yeah, I really did. I really, really did.
And the videos of it are great as well, so check out the videos.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day today. It's an absolutely lovely day. It's going to be lovely pretty much everywhere. Shall I do a weather check?
Yes.
We don't have a cheesy weather jingle, do we?
Oh, no, let's get one. Whatever the weather.
Oh,
that has to be in it, doesn't it?
That'll do.
Are you sponsoring this weather?
Yeah.
Okay, so you did your tag.
Okay. The weather, brought to you by Steve's, whatever the weather. It's always whatever the weather. Take the weather with you.
Manchester today is going to hit 25 degrees. It's going to be sunny all day in Manchester. Jeez. Let's go to Cardiff, shall we? It's going to be sunny all day. It's going to hit 24 degrees.
Mm.
Even Aberdeen is hitting 17. And Glasgow will hit 22 degrees today with no rain.
Amazing.
Blind melon.
Anywhere's 27 yet?
Even Newcastle is going to hit 23 degrees. It's going to be 22 and sunny in Dublin today. And in Los Angeles, California, it'll be a high of 22.
Oh, hotter than LA.
Hotter than New York. Sydney, currently as we speak, has got rain. Ha, in your face.
Yeah, in your face, Sydney.
Let's have a look at Dubai, all our listeners in Dubai. Today, it's going to hit 35 degrees.
Ooh,
so there you are.
Lovely.
Oh, my God. Lovely. 35 degrees. What? You melt your ice cream, love.
Mm.
Anyway, enjoy the weather and stay out for that summer, just like Dodgy.
I'm staying out for the summer. It's just my luck that you're not on my side. So what happens now? Where did you go with these feelings I hide? Say it out for the summer. I've had enough of blinding. Pockets I've never met. They got me working all hours. I ain't gained nothing yet. you're not on my side. So what happens now?